Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The OTA report is brought to you by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. Day 7 of Steelers practice in shorts. Big story, Kenny Pickett's birthday.
Any good for special plans?
Good for Kenny Pickett to show up to work on his birthday. I have a friend who, since old enough to be in school, would always take either the school day off or the work day off from work. I'm not a fan of that. Get your rear end to work, okay?
I believe Giannotti once said it's a holiday only for you.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah, you guys shamed me into not doing that anymore.
So you used to take your birthday off?
I wasn't here for the insane first day of sports talk during COVID because I was taking a four-day weekend for my birthday. Just a relaxing four-day weekend that turned into anything but.
What percentage of people in our listening audience do you think religiously take their birthday off from work?
25%. We got a lot of blue-collar types here who just say it's another day to grab my hard hat, my lunch pail, and be there.
Donnie, how often have you been a guy that has made sure you go to the boss and say, hey, give me the day. I want to eat cake and do my own thing.
I can't think of taking that individual day off. I think the only thing would be if I already had a trip planned in that same window, but I pretty much never take the actual day off.
I don't even know how that would go for me. Would I just sit around and like ask Amanda to wait on me hand and foot? You know, like, let's do everything I want to do. And what would that even look like from the moment I woke up?
Wouldn't it be her just leaving you alone while you watch sports?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Which you can basically do in here, just you happen to talk for 4 hours, but we have the French Open on right now.
This is my social club right here.
Yeah,
come into work.
Yeah, you've called this place Cheers for you.
This is like whatever country club membership people have where they go and they drink transfusions.
No, you know what this is for you? This is like the Elks Lodge for you. There's a place in Millville called the DOH, Dad's Other Hangout. That's this for you.
Exactly. The only thing missing here is the booze. That's it.
But even then, on Football Fridays, we get into that too. We have it all here.
I have a game I want to play with you guys on Kenny's birthday.
Oh boy.
I have some names of other quarterbacks, and I'm going to pit you against Donnie in a game of, is this quarterback younger than Kenny Pickett?
Okay.
So
wait, do each of us get to, like, because obviously if he gets it wrong, then I can't answer the question. I know the answer.
Yep.
So do we each just get a quarterback and it's luck of the draw, whoever does better?
Or I can give you the quarterback and you can both guess, and then whoever has the better score wins. So I'll give you both.
My Gmail is up. My work email screen is up, Donnie. So look, no Twitter, no hands. Starkey always used to get really paranoid during the old quiz show days that I was cheating and somehow looking up the answers. So my hands are clear. Sitting back, I'm ready.
I think Mulsey's taken off here as a -120 favorite to get more right than Donnie.
Donnie's a football guy, man. I can't even get commercials cut on time right now.
Oh, you were freaking out during the break about that, boy.
Well, I was having like a mental existential crisis about one thing that I screwed up.
Okay. Is Bears quarterback Justin Fields younger than Kenny Pickett? Donnie?
He is younger.
Malsey?
I'm going to say he's younger. I think he's 24.
Answer, yes. 24 years old. You're one for one.
Yes.
Is Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert, younger than Kenny Pickett. Donnie.
He is older.
Malzie, you go first this time.
He's older than Kenny Pickett.
Older.
Correct. 25 years old.
Yes.
You guys are both 2 for 2. Whew. Is Washington Commanders quarterback Sam Howell younger than Kenny Pickett? Donnie?
I'll say younger.
I believe he is younger.
You guys are both 3 for 3.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Malzie, is Jalen Hurts younger than Kenny Pickett?
God almighty.
Jalen Hurts is, I know this one, I just got to think.
Do the thing that Vinny used to do and hit your head to get your brain going.
Jalen Hurts is older than Kenny Pickett.
I'm going to go with older, but barely.
I think it's by like a matter of a couple weeks.
Both wrong. He's younger.
Son of a!
24. You're both 3 for 4.
No, that's right, because he was like, he's 4 months younger or something, or 2 months younger than Kenny. Why? I'm such an idiot.
Well, so was Donnie. You just called him an idiot, too, by extension.
No, that idiot was only me. He's just a follower.
Is the prince that was promised Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence younger than Kenny Pickett? Donnie?
I want to say yes, he is younger.
I think he's younger, too.
You guys are still tied. He's 23 years old.
That hurts.
Is Patriots quarterback Mac Jones younger than Kenny Pickett, Malzie?
I think he... Oh, boy. I think he is younger. No, wait. No. No, he's older. He's older. He's older.
Donnie?
I'll say younger.
He's younger. Donnie, he's one up. He takes the lead. Mac Jones is 24 years old. Man, Mac Jones looks like he's 32.
I was doing the...
Mac Jones looks like he's...
Here's my big stupid brain at work.
He's closer to our age than Kenny.
Did he come out after his junior season? He came out as an underclassman, right?
Yep.
But then I thought, well, he's played, 3 years or whatever it is in the league. He's got to be older. But my big idiot brain got halfway there and then couldn't make the rest of it work.
Is Jordan Love younger than Kenny Pickett, Donnie?
Younger.
Yes?
Yes.
Malzie? Jordan Love. Been backing up Aaron Rodgers.
I think he's older, barely.
2-0 lead for Donnie. He's younger. He's 24.
It's a bad look for me.
You're running out of daylight here, Malzie.
It's a bad look for me, but it's a real bad look for Pickett if he doesn't buck up in year two here.
Donnie, is Brock Purdy younger than Kenny Pickett?
Yes, he's younger.
Yeah, he's younger.
Yeah, that was an easy one. Is Atlanta quarterback Desmond Ridder younger than Kenny Pickett, Malzie?
Younger.
Donnie?
Younger.
Donnie, is Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa younger than Kenny Pickett?
I actually want to say older, but barely.
So, no?
No, he is not younger.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I think Donnie's right, older.
Correct. He's 25.
This sucks.
All right, Donnie won. Plus 100 even money bets. Cash those tickets.
Cash those tickets, baby. That's right.
Ben Roethlisberger by 25. He had already lived a full football life. He had won the Rookie of the Year. He had won a Super Bowl, and he almost died in a motorcycle accident. All before he started his 25-year-old season.
That's the really whacked out version of Jim Valvano's, cry a little bit every day, think a little bit or whatever, laugh a little bit. Yeah, that's a lot.
Terry Bradshaw, before his 25-year-old season, had already been a part of the most iconic play in NFL history, the Immaculate Reception. He also, get this, had already thrown 73 interceptions in 44 starts.
That's it? Jeez.
73 picks, dude.
Do they deserve credit for sticking with him the way they did, in retrospect, even more?
I mean, they probably didn't. They jerked him around by playing Hanratty and Gilliam, so it's not like they were totally in on him.
Yeah, he had a weird first several years. 24 and 22 picks his first. Dude, he threw 19 touchdowns against 46 picks his first 2 years in the league.
Yep.
Cordell. One out of every 10 throws his first year in the league was picked off.
Now, the flip side, Cordell Stewart had not become a starting quarterback yet.
What about Tommy Maddox?
He was still in his slash role. Yeah, what was Maddox doing at 25? That's a good question. Was he in New York
Nationwide backing up? Is on yours?
Was he like backing up Jeff Hostetler or something
like
that in New York?
His 25-year-old season, he was out of the NFL.
Wow.
There's a age 24 season with the Giants, 16 games, no starts.
You want to talk?
And then he jumps right to 30 years old.
You want to talk about how Aaron Rodgers had a reason to be annoyed with Jordan Love? How about your John Elway and the Broncos draft Tommy Maddox in the first round in 92? That never gets brought up.
Wasn't Reeves their coach back then? Yeah, and didn't he have a big sort of falling out with Elway where they never saw eye to eye on how they should play?
I think so. And then when Reeves went to the Giants, he brought Maddox with him as a backup quarterback. So he always had a soft spot for the Tommy gun.
Why, though? Because you would think an old-school guy like Dan Reeves wouldn't want just an absolute gunslinger. You'd think he'd want the ultimate game manager.
So it's possible that if these rookies win starting jobs in Houston, Stroud, Carolina, Young, Indianapolis, Richardson, there's three right there. If that happens, then Kenny Pickett will be very close to the middle of the pack in terms of quarterback age already. Going into just his year two season.
Isn't that why, that's why people like me and others say the onus is on him immediately. You didn't draft him to take your time. And that's why there's two competing forces here. His age and the experience he had in college. And then the way the Steelers seem intent on building around him and using him are two things that don't seem to go together. That is one big question I have. You can say it worked with Hurts, but Hurts is still younger.
That's why I bring up the Burrow analogy, because Burrow was the same thing, because having transferred out of Ohio State and playing at LSU,
yeah, but like
he was older.
They drafted an extra wide receiver instead of an offensive lineman to give him more of a passing attack. They built that. I know they had Mixon Pony, but they built that around, here's a bunch of highly drafted receivers, throw it all over the yard.
Yeah, I was talking more about from the late bloomer perspective, like a guy that was an old rookie. And that ended up working out.
I still can't even get to that point because Burrow went 1-1, and Pickett in a draft class that was seen as very bad at the position was the first and only guy taken in the first two rounds. Like, I think it's an apples to oranges comparison. And Burrow was also cooking the SEC. I would love for you to be right. I actually would. I'm not saying this to try to just like rib you and undercut
you,
but
Dunlap,
I think it's true.
He said if you were an alien and you walked out of a spaceship, you'd be able to see at Steelers OTAs that Kenny Pickett is the man.
I feel compelled to mention that Dunlap did that while prefacing it with, I really don't want to do this, but it's my honest opinion. I'm really bummed as to what it might mean for the rest of the show today.
Also, he was inundated with a gaggle of birds that had crapped all over
Pony, I saw,
his car there.
I saw the video of his car. He was not kidding. It looked like a whole flock of migrating geese diarrheaed all over him.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man, I might need a second here.
What's going on? What's happening? You want me to just talk this through until you get ready to jump in here? I mean, you can. I'll filibuster here. We'll listen to Hall and Oates.
I'm almost in tears over here, man.
What happened?
So one of my friends from back in Buffalo, his dog just died.
Oh no!
Had to put a dog down. Dog was 16 years old, so it was time. But now he's sending me pictures of the dog with his family, and I'm a sucker for this stuff, man. I have a hard time with things like this.
So
you see the dog and it's on its last legs and it looks so sad. And you think about when the dog was young and vibrant. And then I start thinking about my own dogs.
Here we go. I'm thinking of Lance.
And dogs don't live long enough. And I wish there was a way for dogs to live
basically as long as we do and just hang out with us all the time.
And
yes.
Then what is my friend going to do? Does he just go about the business of replacing the dog right away?
You can't go right back to the dog. Well, you got to have a proper mourning period. See, I think about this crap with both
the
dogs.
What's a dog mourning period?
Like at least a couple months. Unless you have little kids who are like really bummed out. I know Gradkowski, his dog passed. They had to put it down.
When?
No, like that. I think they had like a doodle mix like we do.
Just recently?
Within the last like several months. And then they...
I never said my condolences. Now I feel like
I think it was sudden. Like and then what happened was Bruce and his wife, I think, weren't going to get one, I think I saw on Twitter. And then they decided to surprise their kids with a new dog. Dude, I think about that with Lance all the time. First pet I've ever had like that. And he still curls up and like wants to sleep in our bed. And he's always like basically laying on me in the mornings. And he's only 7 and his breed could live to like almost 20. I think about that all the time. Dude, my mother-in-law has the same breed as Lance. The dog is 17. It's blind and deaf, but it still has energy. But I've already told him, I was like, whenever this time comes, I'll be the one who sits with him if I've got to do it. Because they all tell you that that's like a very merciful and kind thing to do, is be there with the dog in the last moments.
I was in the room when Amanda's parents put their dog down a few years ago, and that was really rough. And it wasn't even my dog. I'm going to be an absolute wreck when that happens to both of my dogs. There's going to be a legitimate mourning period. Do we have bereavement for dogs?
We don't.
I'm going to take a personal day, probably.
So you won't take your own birthday off, but I actually think this is reasonable. It's unselfish. You're mourning the dog. See, I've just resigned myself to this. Whenever that time comes, because I had a family member who had a dog that died mid-fetch, had some undiagnosed like tumor on the heart, and the dog was at my cousin. It was he and his wife. They had this dog, and he said, it was peaceful because we knew that dog died doing the thing that it loved the most in the world, like midair, gone, like Oof. That. But he's like, how can you be that? You can be upset for yourself, but that dog was playing fetch and knew nothing of what was about to happen.
How about my dad hit me with when I was a kid? Oh, we just sent Trixie to a farm.
Oh, no.
He gave me one of those jobs.
Oh, no.
I got one of those, too. John Football pulled one of those on me when I was like 12.
He hit me with one of those deals. What happened to Trixie? Oh, we found a family that had a lot more land. And you know how much she loved running around and digging holes.
Oh, no.
So that's where she's at now.
You don't want it. Don't ever ask.
I took Max out to an old farm.
Oh, God.
And my dad.
Farms full of old dogs?
My dad tried to even later in life defend that as if it actually happened. Stop. Okay.
He continued trying to sell the cat.
If there's like the off chance it did, like he found a farm family.
Seriously.
Just like, oh, yeah, yeah.
No, Trixie's up there. Yeah.
Yes. We'd love a 12-year-old dog.
Don't ask Craig.
We're in the market for one.
Next time you see Craig's lovely wife, Rachel, do not ask her about this subject. You will get more than you bargained for. That's all I can say.
Amanda will sometimes, apropos of nothing, get a little teary-eyed, and I say, what's wrong? And her response is, I'm just thinking about the dogs and what's going to happen to them when they die. And I don't even know what to do in that situation.
I don't have these conversations with Alex because I'll sometimes see the dogs like interacting in a cute way with the baby or like with Lennox. And I'll say, what am I going to do when I have to explain to both of the boys that one of the dogs has to be put to sleep?
What's your strategy? Are you going to go to the farm well like my old man?
No, I think I've got it. You got to just be straight up with them.
Yep.
But like these are the conversations I have playing out in my head. I'm a sick freak.
Oh, we had one of our dogs that got hit by a snowplow and died.
Wait, did I ever tell you the cat story that I was cat-sitting for somebody? The cat got hit by a car right up the street from a veterinary hospital. The person who hit the cat twice with the car got car hit it. Cat stumbled into the road again, got hit again. First car was an extreme animal lover, like to the hilt.
Uh-huh.
Picked it up, drove it to the hospital. I couldn't find the cat. It was an outdoor cat, so it would only come by when it wanted food. I'm freaking out. Buddy goes in. This is last day of seventh grade. I said, yeah, it's so weird. My neighbor's cat that I'm watching didn't come back. Buddy looks me dead in the eye, goes, what color's that cat? He was on the road when it happened. I said, it's a black and white cat, mostly black, white spots. Oh, yeah, we saw that cat get hit. It really sucked. I don't know if it's alive. Cat pulled through. Nine lives, baby. They gave it a 10% chance of lasting through the night. It lived 10 more years.
The old Mark Mathias.
That's a lot of responsibility for a seventh grader. To watch an animal like
it
that?
It wasn't that hard, though, because you just, I'd go over there, like, at night, and
well,
I would just put
apparently it was harder than
in.
You thought. It almost died.
It wasn't my fault. The cat was, like, three roads up on the highway.
Yeah, so, I mean, cat, like, there,
cats
there are, times
different,
whenever
man.
Cats, they just, like, roam, and it's like, you don't even know where they are for, like, a week.
Well, the thing I hate about cats is that
they'll just, like, pop back up.
Weird. They're devious.
With an animal in their mouth.
When you die, if you have a heart attack and you drop dead and you're left in your home with a cat, it'll start to eat you.
I think a dog would, too, if
no,
it got desperate.
The dogs don't. The dogs, I think, are too loyal to their
masters. Do you know what the
cats go right for the eyes. That's the first thing they eat. I'm serious. They start clawing those eyes out. They drink the water in your eyes.
Do you know how people talk about how pigs are, like, piglets are almost like little dogs sometimes? There are stories about people perfectly healthy who fall in a pig pen and the hogs go wild. You know what, though? The last dog thought, you know what pictures really just tear me up? Anytime someone passes away, dog's still alive and the dog won't leave the coffin side. That's it. We got to stop this discussion because even bringing it up is getting me mad in that way.
I had a six-month period in my life where I didn't eat
bacon
or ham. I've got a ham sandwich to the left of me right now.
Yeah, you got over it like most people end up
because,
doing.
Because the pigs are so smart.
I know, don't say it. They're smarter than a two-year-old person.
That I have a hard time believing.
No, they've done studies. Like, you've got to find those stories of a wild hog really acting out and acting a fool, and then you can feel better about it and be like, look at that pig. He's an ass.
All right, so the biggest contract the Steelers gave out this offseason was not to Isaac Seumalo. It was actually to Larry Ogunjobi. Ogunjobi is back after what he's claiming at OTAs today was a year where he was basically at 50%. And so the Steelers saw what Ogunjobi could do banged up, and he is vowing right now that he is going to play at much closer to 100% this year.
Last year I couldn't run until like July, so this year I started training like January, so I feel great just moving around, getting back into the football field. I'm really excited.
It's important to have a full off season.
Yeah, I think it's paramount. Just, you know, kind of get your footing right, your feel right, you know, just getting that football conditioning. Obviously, when you train all off season, but there's nothing like just football, so I think that's super important.
To what degree did not practicing last year impact you?
I think from just a feel standpoint, like obviously you play with like your foundation and what you've been doing for years, but I think just being able to, you know, stay on that speed, stay on that trajectory that you've been trying to lay for a long time, I think is important. So having that now, being able to practice, being able to do it full speed and fast, it all translates.
And it's important. And what's it like just being in the same place 2 years in a row?
It's a blessing. You know, I thank God every day for the opportunity to play a sport I love, take care of my family. So no complaints.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel about the potential of this defense?
I feel good. I feel like we're just going to keep stacking, keep building. You know, training camp's going to be huge this year. And I think we're just going to take it day by day. And, you know, when the chips fall where they are, I think we're going to be, you know, happy. So
I can't figure out this guy, Ogunjobi. I think he's overpaid. I think it's a big risk to just assume he's going to be healthier this year after it was so bad. He signed that deal in Chicago and the entire thing got voided. Because there was something on the physical that they didn't like. I mean, think about what's going on with Jimmy Garoppolo right now in Vegas. And he didn't have his contract voided. This guy did. He lost all that money. Had a pretty good year, all things considered, last year. But I'm up in the air on him. I think there's flashes of good football. Then I think there's long stretches where you don't even notice the guy. And when you're paying somebody, what, $9 million a year? He's not a big name, but that price point means there's got to be a lot of production there this year. And when Ogunjobi's at his best, what is he? He's more of a guy that's going to get pressure on the quarterback than stop the run. I think that's his MO.
Yeah, he's a guy that, I mean, when he was with the Browns, I always felt like he flashed as far as a guy who collapsed the pocket from the interior. I don't know why. I don't ask me to sit here and come up with some highfalutin reason that I feel this way. I am very bullish on him. I have a feeling that the inconsistency you saw last year was a byproduct of not practicing like he wanted to be able to, as far as details, not being fully healthy, maybe not being in shape enough. Like, he could only be good X number of plays. I just got a weird feeling that this is going to be one of those ones that ends up working out well for them, that they like the medicals enough, that what they're going to ask him to do is within his potential, and that he's going to ball out, man. Like, I think he's going to be sneakily one of their hand, you know, outside their big three, maybe. I think he might be the next best player on that defense. And I think he's a disruptor. I really do. Like, I think he's...
So you would anticipate Ogunjobi being better than Peterson? I wouldn't.
Yeah, I think he will be. Like, I think if he's as healthy as I think he will be and is at his potential, I think he has the chance to be as disruptive as Tuitt could often be. I mean that.
Jeez.
I do. I mean that.
I kind of thought of him as a rental hired gun and mercenary type player that, all right, you got through the season with him last year. That's cool. He didn't break down, kind of like a beater car. He got you through the winter. Now let's move on to something else. So I thought they made a big commitment. I thought they might have even overstepped their bounds on him. I would say among this rookie class, there's a ton of hype for Jones. There's a ton of hype for Porter. There's a ton of hype for Washington. And there's not as much for Benton, Malzi, even though he was a second-round pick.
I think, like, the extreme football heads. No, Benton was the third, was he? Or no, second.
He's a second-round pick,
no, the
man.
The third guy they took, yeah. I think that, in his case, the, like, extreme football heads and film types are more bullish about him than are you're just average fans who just love the team, like, watch a lot of football, read as much as they can. I think the people who say, like, oh, I understand what, like, from the guts out, how linemen affect the play, I think those are the people that really like him the most.
Well, let's see if this sounds like a guy that's going to make a big impact on the Steelers in 2023.
Well, I feel like I am pretty agile for my size. Just kind of that wrestling background that helps out a little bit. But
what's it been like adjusting to everything, getting a feel for the defensive line? Just how do you feel like you've kind of adapted through the first couple weeks of OTAs?
I feel like it's been pretty fun. The transition was a lot easier knowing that I know people here. I'm not coming in here alone as a rookie, but I feel like that was my biggest fear going into the NFL was, like, I'm going to be a rookie, not know anybody, but this is the perfect place I landed where I know, like, four people on the team. So that's awesome. And then just I feel like the physical part's not there until we get in the troll, but getting that playbook down and getting to know my plays and all the nuances to them is a big thing that I'm focusing on right now.
Cameron, is that a tough love room? Some of the veterans in there?
I feel like it's like that everywhere. You got to gain respect when you come here, and that's not something I gained yet. Haven't really put anything on film, but it's going to come with time.
It's still early, but how would you say that the rookie class, how are you guys kind of coming together?
Yeah, first of all, I feel like we're handling it good, like getting to know each other as a rookie class, and not a lot of people make emphasis on that, but I'm glad Coach Tomlin and our coaching staff do. So I feel like we are making connections, and that's going to help us with our on-the-field actions, knowing what we're doing off the field, talking to each other off the field about the playbook or not about the playbook. But those things are going to help us overall become a better rookie class.
How much has that Wisconsin connection helped you in getting acclimated here?
I feel like just that brotherhood when you go to Wisconsin and the alumni is from Wisconsin, we all care about each other. And that's something I kind of figured out my senior year of college. Just kind of talking to guys who've been there before who I didn't even play with. And they just care about me just as much as the guys I play with. So that's a big thing. And when I come here, I feel the same way.
All right, good talker, Benton. He obviously gets it. He says just enough. Gives you some, I think, informative thoughts, knew that he needed to raise his voice there when people started getting loud in the locker room. So I think someone
field
that gets
awareness,
the media
time.
Part of it says the wrestling thing is going to help him. This was a wrestler.
Wait.
He's a high school wrestler. He thinks that the wrestling background is going to, with the hands and the footwork and everything.
Wasn't that what we heard about Linderbaum last year? He was a wrestler, and that's why he was able to get out there and hand fight so much. Do you think Benton got so savvy with the media after he said Mike Tomlin wants
goons?
Goons.
He got in trouble
there
for that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He took that to heart. He's going to have a lot of fans down in Washington County. I'm learning as I've moved down there that I'm really in the heart of wrestling country, Malzi.
McGuffey.
That there are just some people down there that just, they almost treat wrestling like it's a damn religion. It's insane.
McGuffey was, isn't that down
like,
in Wash
yeah,
County?
Like Texas Keith has indoctrinated his kid into the whole wrestling thing.
I mean, there are a lot of pretty big, oddly, it seems like Allegheny County is like the odd man out when it comes to how serious wrestling is. Like,
your surrounding counties,
it's
yeah.
Like
Westmoreland's a big deal. Our guy Vinny D, who owns Manor Valley, he coaches Hempfield's
Washington
team. He was
County,
a champion wrestler.
Green County, it's a big deal.
The surrounding counties just are going to love
Tony,
Benton.
Toss the records out. Like, he'll be huge in Derry. He'll be huge in McGuffey. You get down to Claysville, and they are going to have Benton signs everywhere. You go up north to Seneca Valley and Butler.
Oh, and you know there are people that are wrestling. There are former wrestlers listening to this right now thinking, I'm thinking about all those practices, getting down on the mat, cutting weight and stuff, and thinking, oh, he's just wired just the way you need to be. You need that mindset.
You need that dog in you. I've never seen more miserable athletes than when I would go to, like, play basketball at Rec Hall at Penn State, old Rec Hall, and the wrestlers would be in their area, right? And you'd walk by and just see these guys jogging endlessly around this reasonably small room, looking like death warmed over.
That's why I never wanted to do it. Like, I thought...
Ugh.
You've got the good body type for it, low center of gravity, all those things.
Donnie, you know this too. They have no fat on them to begin with. There's nothing to lose. And they're just jogging probably like a 13-minute pace just to try to make their body sweat so that they will lose that 1.5 pound they
need to make
weight.
I think you would have been fantastic.
I wouldn't go that far. Although Salem didn't have like great heavyweights my time during high school, so... That's what I would get asked about, but I still just want to know part of it.
What if you had gone out?
It would have made me better as a football player, too. I have no doubt about it.
What if you had gone out for the team and at the first practice just done WWE-style moves, like done a rock bottom on somebody, done a stone cold stunner?
I hit somebody with a closed fist, gorilla.
Yeah.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Any sponsors today?
Yes, Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests.
The debrief. June 6, 2023. Our old friend Gilberto, or Gilberto, or Gilberto at Sports Illustrated, who put together a list for us.
Oh, didn't he do backup
last
quarterbacks?
Week. Yes, he was the backup quarterback guy.
He made it back into the debrief for us. Okay.
A 2020 NFL redraft from our guy. If you remember, the Steelers did not have a first-round pick.
No, they took Claypool in the second round.
But I'll run through the top 10, and you may hear a Steelers name in this top 10.
Okay.
Number one, Cincy, Joe Burrow. He kept the same pick, obvious reasons. Number two, Commanders. Original pick, Chase Young.
Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert was his pick.
Now Chase Young's wearing a knee brace like the one I have, and he's trying to come back and play high-level football. Not great.
Number three, the Lions. Original pick, Jeff Okuda.
Mm.
Their pick, Jalen Hurts.
Do you agree with that? Do you like Herbert more than Hurts?
I do, in a vacuum, but... Well, no, you know what? I can't say that because at some point, what you actually do on the field has to matter. And Hurts went punch for punch with Mahomes.
Yeah.
If the Eagles win that Super Bowl, it's no doubt slam dunk.
You know,
it's Hurts.
Yeah,
we're debating Hurts versus Burrow.
You know what? The thing with Herbert is I really like Herbert, and I think he's got pretty ridiculous physical gifts. But at some point, I'm going to get sick of hearing, you know, Justin Herbert can just make every throw and people will gawk about it. Win a damn playoff game.
Please. I agree. I'm going to go Hurts 2 and then Hurts 2 and then Herbert 3.
Giants at number four, original pick, Andrew Thomas. This pick, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, it sounds like they don't need a number one wide receiver or anything.
Dolphins at five, original pick, Tua. This time it's Tristan Wirfs.
He's pretty good.
Now I'm curious how far they have Tua dropping in this draft.
Number six, the Chargers.
Herbert.
Well, Herbert was the original pick.
Yeah, I'm saying it was Herbert and?
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb strike you as a guy that's going to be a top five receiver ever?
No.
Me neither.
Top 10, though.
Panthers at seven. Original pick, Derek Brown.
Big hoss.
This time, Andrew Thomas.
Okay. Second offensive lineman.
Eight. Cardinals. Original pick, Isaiah Simmons. This time, A.J. Terrell.
A.J. Terrell's really
good.
He's
a legit number one corner, just stuck on a bad team.
Really good.
Atlanta.
Really good.
Jags at number nine. Original pick, C.J. Henderson. This one?
Tua.
Alex Highsmith.
Wow. This is pretty disrespectful towards Tua.
I guess everyone just thinks he's one hit away from not playing football ever again.
10. The Browns. Jedrick Wills was the original pick.
New pick, Jedrick Wills.
T. Higgins.
Yeah, that would be a good pick.
I like T. Higgins more than I like CeeDee Lamb.
And I'll give you one bonus one. He did do the whole first round, but we don't really have the time.
Due to time constraints, we're going to fast forward ahead.
The next one was Tua to the Jets instead of Mekhi Becton.
Don't the winds swirl all over the place in the Meadowlands? Isn't that like why you want to have a strong-armed quarterback there? Isn't that always the knock? The winds can catch that ball. Tua throws a pretty ball. Tua doesn't always throw a strong ball.
Passer rating last year, 105.5. 25 touchdowns, 8 interceptions in only 13 games.
No, I know. The Steelers actually probably did the best job on him of almost anybody.
And we saw what happened to Miami's offense after the guy went out. I think he's getting slagged big time there.
Here's another interesting one. 26, the Packers. He kept their pick, Jordan Love.
Really?
You're a Jordan Love believer.
Yeah, but I'm surprised. Let me see who is out
there. A man younger
there.
Than Kenny Pickett.
There are some guys. Well, he could. No. No.
I don't know why this is making me laugh. I just saw a tweet go out from OutKick, which is the Clay Travis website.
Yeah.
MLB analyst Michael McHenry joins to discuss the latest MLB headlines, including his take on the LIV and PGA merger.
Who's having him on? Like Clay himself?
Clay Travis.
Like it's not just his site, rant one of his like
I don't
blog
know.
Network people?
Maybe it is.
That match makes more sense the more I think about it.
Mike, come on and tell us what you think of sports washing. And oh, by the way, can you sneak in a thought on G1 Bay's defensive performance in center field last night?
I feel like Clay's site is probably not too concerned with sports washing.
All right. Thank you, Donnie, for the debrief.
Do you think on the new PGA and LIV merger that the players will be allowed to wear shorts for tournaments now? Because LIV, they could. I know the players hate wearing pants. I know most of them were like, yeah, wearing shorts is way better.
Don't you think even though they're their own little special place, don't you think the Masters
would
say the hell with this? You're not wearing shorts here.
Well, I think
it's Augusta. Maybe it's going to be a tournament by tournament thing.
But like, I mean, on the women's tour, they had the women's amateur there. And I think most of the women wear shorts. They had the women's amateur at Augusta.
But you think I'm wrong to think that
no, they have
Augusta
their own
has
rules for everything. That's probably the one place where like
their archaic way of doing things,
the
antiquated way
LIV
of doing things
could come there. And Augusta would be like, you know what? We're just going to keep this our way. It'll end up being pants, though, because I guess PGA Tour is going to run the actual tournament, so they'll want pants.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.